Thank you. Do we have the middle school representative? Come on up.
Look how nicely.
I love that.
June began on a high note with our personal best awards at POBMS on June 3rd. The morning was filled with students and families alike, beaming with joy and pride as the students were recognized for achieving their personal best this year. A huge thank you to Mrs. Petrosoric and Mrs. Schroeder for all their hard work in organizing this heartwarming event. June 17th will be the 8th grade farewell sign-and-dine dinner. 8th grade students will receive their yearbooks and have time to celebrate the culmination of their middle school careers with dinner and dancing. Matlin Middle School held its third annual Carnival for a Cure on Friday afternoon. The rain did not put a damper on the event, and a great time was had by all. A special thank you to the Matlin PTA for not only their generous donation, but sticking through the weather and volunteering at the event. Matlin will also bid farewell to their 8th graders at the 8th grade farewell party on June 17th. POBMS and Matlin will have their final of three High School 101 presentations led by the peer mentors from the high school. The 8th graders will learn more about information of high school expectations, ways to deal with social situations, and how to feel prepared for the transition to JFK. The high school peer mentors have also been visiting the middle schools for the mentor-mentee matchup, where high school mentors have been paired with middle school mentees in an effort to form a connection before going to high school. Both high school and middle school students have enjoyed the conversations and activities so far and look forward to their last meeting before the summer. Students and teachers are busy getting focused for final exams with only a few weeks left of school. Everyone is looking forward to a relaxing summer break. It has been a pleasure coming to the board meetings each month and reporting to you all about the exciting events happening at the middle schools. Thank you again for the opportunity, and from all of us at POBMS, have a wonderful summer.
Thank you so much. It's been our pleasure to have you come and give us your report. Thank you. Absolutely. Board announcements. Emily?
I have a couple that I wanted to make. The first was I was present at the Underclassmen Awards Assembly on June 2nd at 7, and that was a pleasure. Students were recognized for their performance in various courses, so it was a pleasure to see a variety of students recognized for a variety of accomplishments. Also, the Andromeda LICEF Fair, which I was held at the POB Middle School a few weeks ago. Two of our students were recognized. One of them, Sophie Hyman, came in, I think, 7th out of 200 and something students and placed 2nd for behavioral science. The other one was some kid named Max Schulman. Today I had the pleasure of attending the Science Honor Society and the Research Symposium. And again, it was great to see how many kids we have who are interested enough to do science research at the level they're doing, both natural sciences and social sciences. It's a wonderful program that we have. They had, what I thought was very nice was along with the refreshments for the Science Honor Society, they had students had their poster boards, so you could go around and see the variety of projects that students were working on. It was very interesting. And Ms. O'Donnell and Mr. Tesser do an amazing job.
We've had good news, and it's been in the press recently. Yesterday's, I think it happened on Saturday, but on Sunday's paper reported that we have a state champion in tennis. So congratulations to. But I have. Do you have that too? So we can all. Okay. So wait. I'll pass this. You want me to pass?
Lauren will talk about it.
Okay. So congratulations, a state champion. We also, something that we congratulated her before, Suzanne Gray, principal of Old Beth Page, was named Elementary Principal of the Year. A wonderful write-up in Newsday last Friday. And so congratulations to her, to us, to everybody. And That's it.
Thank you. Ginger. Although the parade was canceled last week, our Memorial Day parade, there was a tremendously, really well-attended ceremony at the VFW, and I'd like to recognize Mrs. Hershkowitz and Parkway School, which was honored for their dedication to the veterans in our community and to the students who came from the middle school to read what they had to read about somebody that they had researched and was being honored. In a way, the ceremony was nicer than it had ever been. There probably were about 60 or 70 people in attendance, but everybody who was there wanted to be there. And more than that, just for the years that Rennell has absolutely honored the veterans, and they spoke about the different veterans who have met with their children and taught them parts of life, because many don't have grandparents who served in the war. They're gone. So congratulations to Parkway and to Rennell. And then Debbie and I attended last week. It was just wonderful. When words fail, music speaks. Our jazz ensembles from the two middle school and the high school. And when you heard the music that these kids played, it was just like they were professionals. They were just absolutely outstanding. They brought the house down. They really, really did. And we saw girls playing saxophones and just different things, and we were just looking. But it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal evening.
Thank you. Lauren?
So I'll mention Yval Solomon, our tennis champion, who won state individual champion title in the third set in a tiebreak. Congratulations, unbelievable. Way to go to him, his family, his coach, Plainville Beth Page, all the above. He had a much better day than Serena. So congratulations. What an accomplishment. I also attended, and thanks to our middle school representative for pointing it out, I was at the Matlin Carnival for a Cure, and as soon as it started, so did the rain, but it didn't stop. It didn't stop any of our staff, it didn't stop any of our kids, and it didn't stop anyone from having a lot of fun and raising a lot of money for a great cause. So it was terrific, great, great afternoon. Everyone stayed till the very end. Rain, shine, it didn't matter. And just don't forget, Relay for Life is on Saturday at our high school. So see you there.
Thank you. Okay, then we'll go on to superintendent announcements.
My goodness, so attended the research symposium this afternoon from POB JFK High School. And four of our alumni were back. They're all doctors, and they were in the research program and came back because one of them, Ayushi Singh, some of you who are teachers in the audience, Ayushi Singh was class of, Cheryl, you probably know her because your kids were probably graduated with her, class of 2007. She was the keynote. She is now a doctor. She's doing her. She's doing radiology as a resident, a physician at Mount Sinai. And she spoke. And she had such a wonderful message because she was not an Intel. She was not one of the superstars. But what she was a student who every year in 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade did a research project. And because of the research project she had done and because of the process she had gone through at POB Middle School, at the high school. When she went to college and they required her to do research, it was fluid for her. It was so easy for her to just begin the research program there in her, she went to NYU. And so she encouraged the kids, even if you are not a Toshiba or Intel, the discipline of research really set her on the path to really good things, and it was a great message. And the other students who were there, some of them were presenting, all of them were presenting their boards, but there was a representative, 9th grader, 10th grader, 11th grader, and 12th grader, presenting their projects. And while there, Ms. Barry, who is the director of all of this, announced that the Nassau County Science Fair had just been completed, And we have a sixth grader, Zachary Katz from POB Middle School, who won the entire, he won first place for Nassau County, overall, for Nassau County Science Fair, sixth grader. And let me say this, if you heard the ninth grader present on his topic, I mean, I just am amazed at the presentation, the 10th grader presenting. Remember, the 10th grade hasn't done physics, and there they were using physics terms. It's just amazing how much the kids are getting. I know the 6th grader got a lot of this in Project Challenge. What I'm saying is that there's so many wonderful ways that we enrich children's lives. And I think that that's the definition of POB, if you asked me. It's just an enriching experience, and I'm always very proud. I also want
Orna, can I just jump in there a second? One of the things, as the students were speaking today, one of the gentlemen that was hosting the presentation with another student, what he spoke about was the friendship that they made in the program, and this boy was a senior, but he spoke about doing his research with his kindergarten buddy from all the way from elementary school, and they stuck together, and they never submitted a project for a competition, but continued to do their research together. And they spoke about, you know, how often they got together behind the scenes at each other's house, and they actually had done some work. This boy had his brother has CP, and so the two of them had been doing research. And I think that was really very telling about the program and how it builds, how the kids build those relationships and friendships and all those other skills that we don't always measure. So I thought that was really important that came across today.
So it's not just about the awards. I mean, there are a few kids who do get the awards. I know Hannah did quite well. But the point is the dedication of these teachers. I mean, they go beyond to make sure that the kids are prepared and remain passionate about their work, and it's just a very unique thing. On another note, the high school will be having a heroin forum on the 13th of June at 7 p.m. Flyers are out, and it's a reality. Mr. Murray has put together a fine program in cooperation with Judy Jacobs and the DA's office, and it's a serious event that we should all think about attending. Yes, please.
I think it's vitally important to know this is not a high school issue. This starts middle school, and probably for some of the kids in fifth grade already, where they're beginning to experiment and try different things. And anybody who's going to say, not my kid, never, take your head out of the sand. It could be anybody's kid, and it could be ever. So that this meeting could be life and death for some of the kids. And for parents who come, they should recognize signs in their kids, be able to talk to people, there'll be people there that they can get other information from. But I would encourage elementary and middle school parents to come, because this is your child's future.
Can I ask how we're getting this information out? Can we speak to the PTAs and maybe
certainly
piggyback on there?
We'll send it out through PTAs, but we also will e-blast all households.
Absolutely. Could we have it on our
website? Yep, we will.
Great.
We will. I just got the flyer today, so we'll send it out. And then as it was my privilege to be present for the valedictorian salutatorian breakfast this past Friday. It is one of the honors that superintendents have to join their high school principal and their valsals for a final event for the year. And it allows me to have some intimate conversations with the families of the valsals. But this particular valedictorian is a three-generation Plainview family. It's never happened before. And I'll speak about it at graduation. But that is bone deep POB. And I like that. I like that. So,
thank you. Okay, we're going to go into reports and discussions. Mr. Cunningham? I'm sorry. Wait a second.
It's going to be a short meeting. It's a short meeting. We don't have to.
Okay, so we're not, we're going
think,
with the...
I think it's short enough.
Okay. Each board meeting, we have asked Mr. Cunningham, I think it's the first meeting of every month, to give us a bond update. So here's the bond update.
Okay, so in this presentation, I'll be reiterating information that was discussed at each of our budget presentations. So perhaps some of the people here have already seen this. Slightly different format, but we're a few weeks away of going through yet another very busy summer. And this will be posted on our website for community's reference. And if I can get this working, it'd be wonderful. All right. At JFK High School, we are going to be replacing or recoating the roof and also redoing the parking lot, a good amount of the sidewalks, and also taking care of our entrance where even here at meetings people have noted that there are tripping hazards there. So that work will really begin right on or about July 1st. We're looking to have all of that work wrapped up August 20th, right around the time that school sports come back. As I've stated before, the parking lot, you might find that the Kennedy Drive entrance is closed as we're working at that part of the parking lot. You'll have to go around to the back entrance, and then when we're done with the Kennedy Drive area, then you'll be able to come in there, but the back entrance will be closed. Matlin, we are finishing up our floor replacement projects, which began last summer. So we have some work to do in B, C, and D houses. We will be doing that work after summer school is over. So we'll start that work in mid-August, and we're really giving ourselves a two-week window to do those floor replacements. Boiler replacements. You can see one of the photos here on the left-hand side of the page is actually an action photo of an employee of the contractor working on the boilers. You can see them down there in the lower right-hand side underneath the boiler. But the boilers are essentially in but not hooked up. This would have been great if they were in and working in May. As we know, it was an unusually cold May. And usually in May board meetings, people are asking why the air conditioners aren't working. Rest assured, that won't happen when we do our elementary boilers. We will put them off to the summer. However, this boiler work should be wrapped up by July. We'll have them fully tested, the system balanced, so when we go back into the heating season in October, we'll be good to go. POB Middle School, we are doing a kitchen floor replacement. That's not part of the bond. There has been some heaving there over time. And some water infiltration underneath the floor. We finally figured out what the source is, so now that we know what the source is, we can replace the floor. That will occur during July and August. And also, we'll be starting our window replacement at POB Middle School towards the end of August, really after we get through the bulk of the windows at Parkway and Pasadena schools. As everybody knows, at our elementary schools, we're preparing our kindergarten rooms, Pasadena and Parkway, the vendor, Arrow Steel says the windows will start going in mid-July, so those windows are actually in production now. And the bulk of the windows will be done during the summer months, and as discussed previously, the other areas where students generally don't go will be taking care of those as we move through the fall. That December 2016 is a final punch list date where we think we'll have everything done soup to nuts and the contractor will be completely gone from those buildings. New kindergarten playgrounds will be going in during the summer as well. And I don't have a concrete time where we're going to begin the interior door replacements. It'll happen sometime during July. We're doing these replacements in many different buildings, so I don't really have an end date there. But once we have the contractor in place, then we'll have a better timeline on how we'll move through our schools. Old Bethpage, prepare the new kindergarten rooms, install the new kindergarten playground. The biggest project there is happening underground, actually, in pipe tunnels where we're going to be taking off the old pipe insulation and putting on new, and that will occur during July and August. Stratford Road, we are doing some floor replacements there, installing new library carpeting, and a new gym floor, so we have a lot of flooring work going on there. And also we'll be installing the doors between the back part of the building and the front part of the building during July and August. Jamaica Avenue, we will be having some window installations in Jamaica starting mid-July. The work won't be as extensive as what we'll see in Parkway and Pasadena because we can do that work while the building is operation more easily. But the vendor is telling us that he will have some windows that are easy to put in. He won't have to pull crews off of other buildings. So his plan is as they come off the production line, he's going to install in Jamaica as long as it's convenient to the district. Total construction cost during the summer, including some of the window work that continues past there, is about $11.5 million. So really, we are looking to once again do a lot of work in addition to the annual summer upkeep and maintenance that we do during the summer. And it's an exciting time. So with that, are there any questions?
That's true. We got our tennis courts done, and now we have a tennis champion.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
That's true.
Yes.
Exactly. Cheryl, you've been saying that.
High school. Cheryl, right. That's right. She's another tennis person.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go into public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others can in some way be violated. We thank you all for being respectful of all of the speakers. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes, and the floor is open.
I couldn't let the evening go by without addressing the board, so let me first wish you a good evening.
Mr. Wolfner, could you just state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What is my name?
I did.
Jacques Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive.
Thank you.
Yes. Bond work for this summer, we're talking about $11.5 million. The window walls are in production for all those schools now. The shop drawings were approved and everything's going forward. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe that's all the questions I have this evening. Hey, I read all four pages of the and I want to thank the board for their diligence here. And I know how hard you all work, and I'm going to recommend a 20% raise for every board member.
Thank you, John. And we really appreciate it, Mr. Wolfner. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Okay, seeing no one, we're going to close public participation and go into routine business. Can I get a motion for routine business? Emily? Ginger, any holds, separations, or discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Mulier?
Yes, if we could amend 7.2, the effective dates on 7.2 to indicate July 1, 2016 through June 30, 2017.
Thank you.
And also you need to add 7.22.
7.22.
Which would be the appointment of our Director of Music and Performing Arts.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to add that.
what we need a motion to amend. Oh, we're still on routine business.
Still on routine.
Okay, can I get a motion? Seth? Ginger? Okay. All those, now. So what are we doing now?
The motion is just right now to amend 7.2 as indicated by.
Okay, so now, oh, all those in favor of amending 7.22? 2. Okay. Right. Okay. All those in favor? Okay. Thank you. Now what are we doing? A motion to add 7.22.
Assistant with the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources.
Thank you.
Which is the appointment of a
Director of Music and Performing Arts.
Thank you. A second? Lauren? Okay. So now we're voting on adding that to routine business. All those in favor? Okay. Now, all in favor of routine business as amended? Okay.
I'd like to. Okay, so you've just appointed a new director of music and performing arts, Mr. Michael Rogers. He is in the audience. Michael, congratulations. Michael will begin with us on July 7th, and we'll be working with us diligently from there on. Oh, okay. And Michael is joining us from Valley Stream, number 13 School District, where he's the coordinator of music over there.
And we welcome you. We know you have very big shoes to fill, but we're very excited and look forward to great things. So welcome. So it's 8. Oh, so then we probably should have done the same thing.
But we can always make another motion.
Right. All right, so can somebody make a motion on the
8.28?
The roof walk on. You have it? Okay.
Motion to accept.
Add.
Wait, don't we need a motion to amend the agenda?
Motion to amend the agenda to add routine business.
Second.
8.28.
Ginger, second. All those in what? Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of amending it.
Which is to approve the bid.
Okay. All those in favor? Okay. Now we have to
vote
on the actual. Okay. Who's?
Make a motion to accept it.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor? Okay. Now we're going on to new business, correct? Okay. Can somebody make a motion on 11.1? Lauren?
11.7.
Well, no. Don't we have to go?
11.8.
No. 11. We have to start 7. At 11.1.
Oh, but are we going to hold? Oh, no. We're not doing that yet.
Okay. Okay. Emily seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor of 11.1, which is additional staff development. 11.2, Ginger. A second, Seth. Any questions? All those in favor? That's also additional staff development for a different school year. Okay, can I have a motion for 11.3? Ginger, Seth. This is for the opioid overdose prevention, also known as Narcan, new policy. Discussion?
So it reflects. All we're doing is circulating the policy and asking for feedback.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we're
not approving the policy.
Correct.
Correct.
Right. And then we'll have a discussion once it comes back. All those in favor? Okay. 11.4, student gender identity policy, new policy, permission to circulate. Ginger, second. Lauren.
And again, this is to circulate the policy. This is not to approve it.
Correct. Okay. All those in favor? What? Okay. 11.5 is permission to circulate changes on policy 7314/6460, internet safety and use policies. Emily, second. Lauren, any discussion? Can you just explain what it is?
So this is our policy that governs our internet safety and use policies and is designed to work with our use forms. This change is a simple one-paragraph piece right now that we want to circulate, get feedback on with regard to the use of Google accounts and the Google for Education accounts and stuff like that. We'll continue to work through with this, but we're at the point where we need some feedback.
Thank you. All those in favor of circulating this policy? Thank you. 11.6, additional curriculum writing project, 2016-2017. Ginger? Seth? Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay. 11.7.
I'd like to make a motion to hold 11.7.
Okay. A second? Or I don't need a second on. Okay. So we have a motion. Can I have a second? Emily, all those in favor of holding it? Okay. And then 11.9 is a resolution. Oh, 11.8, right. That's the resolution. I don't have it. You. But we didn't get them.
Make a motion to amend the agenda to include 11.8 under new business.
Second, Ginger. All those in favor? Okay. Seth, you want to make a motion?
Make a motion to accept 11.8, which is a stipulation of settlement.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Jody, can you read the resolution?
We don't need to, but we can.
You want to just tell me we need to?
You don't need to read it. No, you don't.
No, okay. Okay. All those in favor of the resolution? Thank you. All right. Can I have a motion for to go into executive session for matters of personnel? Ginger? Emily? All those in favor? Thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight, and we'll see you soon.